Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. One of the most pivotal books of the Bible is Acts of the Apostles. The beginning of the New Testament has the four Gospels. The Gospels were written by four different individuals, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, regarding the life of Jesus. After Acts, there are the letters that are written to churches or others. But it is Acts that gives us insight into the actions of the early church. Have you ever wondered why it is called Acts? It is what the apostles did. This week, I would like for us to take these few moments to look at some examples of those that were saved in Acts and make some vital observations. The scripture reference will be from the New American Standard Bible. We're looking at Acts 10. To see the example of how Cornelius was saved. Now there was a man at Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian cohort, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, and gave many alms to the Jewish people and prayed to God continually. God had sent a vision to Peter to accept what was formerly unclean, that being the Gentiles, and he told him to meet the men that were coming to get him and to take him to meet Cornelius. And dropping down to verse 22, it reads, "They said, Cornelius, a centurion, a righteous and God-fearing man, well spoken of by the entire nation of the Jews, was divinely directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and hear a message from you." So they came to Caesarea, and in verse 24, it says, "Now Cornelius was waiting for them, and he had called together his relatives and close friends." And dropping down to verse 28, Peter says to them, "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a man who is a Jew to associate with a foreigner or to visit him, and yet God has shown me that I should not call any man unholy or unclean. That is why I came without even raising any objection when I was sent for. So I ask, for what reason have you sent for me?" Cornelius said, "4 days ago to this hour, I was praying in my house during the ninth hour, and behold, a man stood before me in shining garments. And he said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your alms have been remembered before God. Therefore send to Joppa and invite Simon, who is also called Peter, to come to you. He is staying at the house of Simon the tanner by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and you have been kind enough to come. Now then, we are all here present before God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord." Peter preaches to Cornelius and all those that had assembled. And dropping down to verse 47, it reads, "Then Peter answered, Surely no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit, just as we did, can he? And he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to stay on for a few days." In Acts 11, in verse 14, Peter is telling the Jewish brethren what Cornelius had told him, that he shall speak words to you by which you will be saved, and you and all your household. If believing is all that is required to be saved, why be ordered to be baptized? Because as Jesus said in Mark 16:16, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of Newcutt Road. Our times of service are Sunday Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.